Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're going to hear a clip from Mike Adams and Michael Young on the Darien Gap mass immigration, folks. And boy, I'm going to tell you, Biden is bringing in young Chinese nationals. These are, well, they're military age. They're bringing them in to destroy our nation. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, welcome. This is Brighteon.com, and we are once again joined by Michael Young, who, of course, has been doing just bombshell reporting from the Darien Gap in Panama, looking at the UN-funded and U.S.-funded migrant camps, which are functioning as staging areas for a migrant invasion and occupation of the United States. Michael, it's good to be able to connect with you again. Let's start out. Can you tell us where you are right now?
Right now, I'm in Darien Province, right on the edge of the Darien Gap in Panama. And you just missed about 13 giant buses leaving just minutes ago, heading up Highway 1. That's Highway 1 behind me right there. And at any time, you might see Venezuelans coming up demanding money, as they regularly do. This highway is often filled with migrants, including Chinese at nighttime. In fact, Chinese have been staying in this hotel that I'm at, Chinese migrants. The camp is 200 or 300 meters away, San Vicente camp, which I sent you this morning, drone footage. Rainy season just started again. There is a lot of malaria going around already. In fact, the U.S. government has sent a medical team down here last week. They're looking into what all spreading around here. Out of six people on the two teams that I just recently had here, all six are now showing symptoms of something, including me. I'm over it now. You might hear slightly in my voice.
I do.
But a couple of people were bedridden. Clearly, definitely malaria is going around in a big way. The Indians tell me that. Centerfront just told me that, which is like their border patrol. And the doctors will tell you that as well. But there's also other things going around, like dengue. And obviously, tuberculosis is walking right at this highway.
Wow. Wow. Okay. But you have access to everything you need there, like ivermectin and artemisinin and things like that?
Yeah. And I carry that stuff everywhere.
I carry
ivermectin like a fireman carries a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
I mean, the moment I see symptoms, I just nail it. Hydroxychloroquine, the zinc and all that.
Okay.
And a couple, you know, it's hard to, I watch your show. You know, you tell people as soon as you get symptoms, jump on it.
Yes.
Jump on it beforehand. Actually, it's even better. But most people still don't quite get that you don't wait until you're bedridden to start on the ivermectin.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Earlier is better.
I'll just take 12 milligrams. It's like 12 milligrams? You weigh 230 pounds, man. Jump on it now. And 12 milligrams ain't enough,
no.
Man. Do your calculations.
Yeah, for sure. I take ivermectin even if I'm going to go speak somewhere. I take it before I even go. I just take it prophylactically. But anyway.
Yeah, that's wise.
since we last spoke, okay, so a lot has happened. You did this bombshell back-to-back 2 days of tours of the San Vicente camp. And what was the other one? Was it Lojas Blancas? Was that the camp?
Lojas Blancas. I'm beside San Vicente right now, actually.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, so then the very next day after this bombshell exposure, which, by the way, your video and what we did together there, it was tweeted out by General Flynn, and just a lot of high-level people were sharing it all over Twitter. Got a ton of attention. The very next day, Joe Biden and Anthony Blinken announced their plan to close the camps. Now, you expressed to me privately you thought that that would not happen. Have you seen any activity whatsoever that would indicate these camps are going to be closed?
I'm getting some mixed signals. Now, I was just at San Vicente. Again, it's like 200 or 300 meters from me right here. So I'm right beside the camp. And in fact, these guys, well, they don't work at the camp. So anyway, the Centerfront told me today, as have others in the Panamanian government, it does not look like the camps are closing. However, I'm getting some other signals that there may be within the United States government. There's talk about it, right? However, we also know that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and others are talking about clearing people straight through Colombia and Guatemala. In other words, so they fly straight to the United States. We saw former Presidents Bush and Obama and Clinton all together talking about teaming up with American Express and others to send to send people directly into American cities, which they're already doing anyway, by the way. They're just talking about increasing that. And we see right now Title 42 looks like it's about to drop. And I'm telling you, right now, we effectively have no border. We already know that. We're being completely invaded. And actually, the same thing here in Panama. The Panamanians are extremely upset. Panamanian government has told me that about 11% of the population, 11% of the population of Panama now has actually been new Venezuelans, right?
Wow.
And so and constantly they're bugging me here for money, the Venezuelans. And it's really angering the Embra Indians, the Wunan Indians, the Kuna Indians, and the Panamanians. For instance, last time I was here about, I don't know, 12 days ago, there were six Panamanian elders meeting at the next table over here. They're very angry, and they were talking about trying to close down these camps. So we've got everybody wants to close these camps down except for the U.S. government, which is, and the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party, which are using them as invasion camps. The same's happening over in Europe.
Well, that's what I want to ask you was about the Chinese next, because you have told me privately, you sent me some videos of a lot of Chinese nationals moving through this area and even receiving money on the streets there. Lots of things happening that are very concerning, because this Panamanian, these camps aren't just about South Americans or Central Americans moving through. Somehow Chinese nationals, which could be CCP operatives, I believe that you've probably seen some CCP operatives, have you not?
No, clearly. I mean, the signs and symptoms are obvious. In fact, there's about 40 Chinese in this camp beside me right now. That was about an hour and a half ago. That number by now will have changed. Some will have just taken off in the buses, and others will be adding in. So they're constantly, it's coming and going constantly.
So, I mean, one of the big questions in my mind was, how do Chinese even get there in the first place? Now, you sent me this video the other day that showed, it was a Chinese language video that was talking about how to go from city to city. You take a boat here, you take a horse, you walk this piece, and then you get on a 4x4 and so on. It was basically a how-to guide of how to move through these camps and cross the border illegally into the United States. But how are they getting to Panama in the first place? Or Ecuador was in that video as well.
Yeah, an interesting thing about the Chinese is they're mysteriously getting new passports and exit visas from China, and they're able to get from China to Quito, Ecuador, right? So they go to Quito, Ecuador mostly, and then some are actually bypassing that, and they go straight up to Mexico. Like they'll get tourist visas in Mexico if they've got enough money to do a package tour at one of the package tour places in Mexico, for instance, on Yucatan Peninsula. So they'll head to, most of them that are coming through here, though, that come through Darien Gap, they go to Quito, Ecuador first, then they jump on buses and they go up to Nicoclí, Colombia, which I've done before. I haven't taken the bus, but I've gone up to Nicoclí, and then you jump on a boat and you go to Copacabana, Colombia, and then from there they take the Chinese, they have more money, so then they take another boat and then they go around to these Kuna India areas over in Panama, and they'll go through a place called they'll go through one called Anachucana, another called Amarillo, and another one called Querétaro, and they'll just walk through the jungle for a couple of days through the Darien Gap, not the easier route, and then they'll come out at a village called Canembrio, which I've been to maybe a dozen times, and then they'll come out right here on this highway right behind me, and they go to this camp, and then they get on a bus, and they head right up the highway, the buses you just missed, they're on the way to Costa Rica right now, so. And then later tonight, there'll be a bunch more buses leave here as well, because you can see the sun is still up. But later tonight, they'll do it again.
So, okay, so many questions. But what I don't understand is how can these people carry money with them without being robbed and losing all their money? And because they have to pay a bus fare in order to take that bus, and they have to pay along the way to get on the riverboat or to take the horses or the 4x4s or what have you, aren't they just routinely robbed?
Actually, the Chinese, not so much, because numerous reasons. One is the Chinese pay a lot more in advance, and they have their own established routes. And so they're sort of paying in advance. They pay a lot more. Like, to get to this point, they're usually paying roughly $20,000 per person, roughly. Some will say 15,
what?
Some will like 30.
Really?
Usually they will have paid about 30. Oh, yeah, big bucks. big bucks. I've seen them exchange cash right at these tables I'm sitting at right now. And so they, but they will come in groups. Like the Chinese usually come in groups of 5 or 10 or even more. And again, they pay for the more, let's say, luxurious coyotes. And those coyotes, I mean, you pay enough and you won't get robbed because you're paying in advance, right?
Right.
And so now where it gets dangerous for Chinese again, like if some are messaging me now from Mexico, is once they get to Mexico, unless you really take another luxurious route, then it can get dangerous again. It just depends on where you're at. But here through the Panama phase, they'll pay extra money and then they just get through.
Wow. Okay. Did you happen to catch the recent interaction between Senator Ted Cruz and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, where Cruz was, basically forcing him or demanding that he answer questions about, you know, isn't the border a crisis? Aren't Americans placed in danger and so on? And Mayorkas just refused to answer everything. Complete cover up, total denial that there's any problem whatsoever. Have you seen that interaction or are you aware of that?
I was unaware of it until you just said it. But right here beside me, about 700 meters away, is where Mayorkas lands in his helicopters. Like last April in 2022, he landed in 4 Blackhawks right here, right in front of me. And in this year, they came down again last month in April, same place, and they've expanded the camps here. Mayorkas has personally come down here.
So Mayorkas,
he's directly involved.
Yeah, it seems like from what you're saying that Mayorkas is overseeing the expansion of these camps, not shutting them down. And that when Senator Ted Cruz expresses concern about the border, Mayorkas just, you know, refuses to answer because he's running. I mean, let's be honest. Mayorkas is running a massive human trafficking criminal cartel is what it seems like to me, or a campaign. I mean, Mayorkas is a human trafficker. Would you disagree with that?
Oh, it's obvious. I mean, they don't even hide it. I mean, they're right. They're handing out rape kits. I have one in my room. I mean, these are pre-rape kits, as Matt Bracken calls them. I mean, they have male condoms, female condoms. They have abortion pills. I mean, they hand them out to males and females as they come through the Daring Gap. And a lot of these children clearly are not the children of the parents that they're with. They don't even look the same. I mean, you hear the Panamanians all the time. They're very angry. Panamanians have a heart too, and they don't like what they're seeing. But what can they do? Because the United States is pushing this on the government of Panama, destroying the jungles here, and sending malaria is through the roof here. The malaria, of course, isn't spread by humans, but it is spread by humans. The humans bring it, and the mosquitoes are the mail service. So the mosquitoes take it from human to human, right? Same with dengue, and dengue is going through the roof here. Malaria, and this is malaria that's coming from Africa. It's different strains, and like for instance, the Imbra Indians. The chief of 29 villages, his name is Francisco Agape. He's a friend of mine. He told me a few nights ago, about 5 nights ago at dinner in Panama City, he said, you know, before the migration, whenever we would have we had 1 or 2 cases of malaria per year. And when one of the Indians got it, everybody talked about it, you know, so-and-so got malaria. But now so many people get malaria. It's just like almost everybody's, it's gone like wildfire, right?
Right.
And not only that, waterborne illnesses and other things, of course, like mosquito-borne illnesses like dengue as well.
Well, it seems to me also, Michael, and let me give out your website. You're on locals.com, Michael Yon, Y-O-N, michaelyon.locals.com. Folks, if you want to support Michael Yon, we're also going to be doing some fundraising on your behalf, Michael.
Alrighty, we are back. Anyhow, there you go. You're heading this way. We are in a state of war. The Biden regime has declared war against the people of the United States of America. They're bringing in all of these illegal aliens. The idea that they're going to have enough people that they're going to be able to win elections through voter fraud, through election fraud, having people that are not citizens vote and vote over and over and over. And again, they're gearing up right now. In fact, one of the articles we're going to be talking about is how they're gearing up to try to switch millions of votes again. So there you go.
And I want to add, you and I have several times talked about different news reports when they've looked at a lot of these illegals, that there were different groups where over 80% of all the people crossing were young men of military age. And I keep stressing that because you remember when they were talking Aztlán, when they were talking about Reconquista, you know, taking over southwest of the United States and returning it to Mexico. And here they send all these young men of military age. And I just find that a little threatening because we now, what, they figure there are over 30 million of these illegal aliens from all over 144 different countries in the world. And, gee, what could possibly go wrong? We bring all these gang members, we bring in terrorists from all over the world, all these MS-13, and all those that escaped from prison or in Venezuela. A lot of places dumped their jails and sent them to cross the border into America.
Well, you know, and here's the thing.
It's an invasion.
And you know, and I'll ask Wendy this. Wendy, do you think that there's any limit that the so-called mainstream media, do you think that is there anything that they would not go along with and help to cover up to, again, betray the American people out here? They will cover up for the Biden regime, for the crime, for Mayorkas. I don't know. Do you think there's anything that would be so evil, wicked, that the mainstream media would not be a part in covering up? What do you think, Wendy?
Well, I don't listen to the mainstream anymore because I lost all, you know, trust in their reporting. So to answer your question, I don't think that there's any limit how far they'll go, actually.
It's interesting you should say that here. Associated Press poll finds that more than half of Americans do not trust the media. They blame the press for dividing the country. A new poll from the Associated Press has found that more than half of the country does not trust the mainstream media. Three-fourths of Americans believe that the media is dividing the country. The only people who will be surprised by this are the people who work in the media. They see themselves as heroes. Anyone who has been paying attention sees the media as mostly made up of propagandists who do nothing but attack Republicans and try to advance the communist agenda. And this is actually from the Associated Press, because believe it or not, and they're part of that. They are part of that. And when it comes from the news media and the impact it is having on democracy and political polarization in the United States, Americans are likelier to say it's doing all harm and no good. Nearly three-quarters of U.S. adults say the news media is increasingly political polarization in the country, and just under half say they have little or no trust at all in the media's ability to report the news fairly and accurately, according to the new survey from the Associated Press Center for the Public Affairs Research and the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights. Now, the Associated Press is a part of that, and I'm surprised that they would print that. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting that they would. But, I mean, I even see, you know, the local news getting a little crazy. You know, you could see the agenda with the LGBT and transgender stuff, and, you know, the local communities, you know, creating agencies and outlets for all that stuff. And you just want to puke, you know.
You do. Speaking of the LGBT, we had an article here talking about, well, I'll have to get to hold of that article, about how much of our tax dollars, that was being sent to, what country is it, Joe, for all going to LGBT, but we'll get to that.
Pastor, do you remember a few years back that they had that bathroom thing where they were trying to eliminate, you know, girl and boy bathrooms and just have, you know, one bathroom everybody uses the same? Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, they're still doing that, Wendy.
Do you know where that started?
No, where?
It started right down here in North Carolina, in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the county commissioners forcing that on our public schools down here.
Those people should have been drawn and quartered.
Well, I mean, it's just amazing. It started here, and then the nation just picked up with it. The news just picked up with it, and then other states were following. Target stores were doing it, where, you know, they would let men into the women's dressing rooms even.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing. That's a number of school parents right now are complaining around the country because a number of these large school public schools are allowing that again in your blue states. They're allowing the they tried that in California, in Florida, and it was stopped right away in Florida. Praise the good Lord for that.
Well, let me just say this. When my kids were in school, they're not in school now. They're all out of school. But when they were in the public school system, my daughter in middle and in middle school and high school, she didn't want to use the bathrooms, and her complaint back then was they didn't clean them well enough. So I can just imagine, you know, girls today not wanting to do the bathrooms because it's too risky. So these girls were holding their urine all day and getting urinary tract infections.
Well,
yeah.
Boy, not going to the bathroom, that can be tough.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, it's an amazing what we're living in. But not to worry, Wendy, not to worry at all. We got here in our prison system, thanks to Mr. Merrick Garland, here the prison system is sending men into these female prisons. And, well, let me just read you the article. James O'Keefe Wednesday released video of Department of Justice telling undercover journalists that U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is allowing men to rape women in the prisons. Now, see, that would have been, you know, years ago, something like that, you would have said, that is ridiculous. Who would ever do such a thing? But Merrick Garland is so corrupt. No matter what, whatever makes sense, whatever is good, whatever is decent, whatever is honorable, Merrick Garland is on the other side of that. He is, he's ghoulish. The guy is ghoulish.
Well, Pastor, do you remember the Bible saying Jesus said that, you know, the coming of the Lord in the last days would be like in the days of Noah?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did the book said about the men and women in the days of Noah? They were thinking evil continually.
Yep.
Exactly. Wrap your brain around that. How do you think evil all the time?
Good people
have a hard time thinking that way. It's a struggle. It's stressful to do that. So these people delight in evil, and they think about new ways to be evil all the time. So this is what you're seeing, is a mindset of evil that's starting to take over.
Absolutely, and this is why, but God has raised us up for such a time as this. Now, we're going to be talking about this tomorrow night as we go through the last part of this, my message, because we're going to go into 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, now the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and if you think things are bad now, just wait till the Lord takes us out of here. Yeah, it's really going to get bad. But, for example, and again, it'll be, and I think it's going to really be really bad, especially on these politicians, those that have power now. But during that tribulation period, money will buy you nothing. People will be throwing their gold and silver into the streets. It's going to be the strong, only the strong survive. And boy, you know who's going to have it the worst, Wendy? The Hillary Clintons. They're going to have it. It's going to be the strong survive. If these women here in this, well, let me read the article. James O'Keefe stood outside the Washington Women's Prison in Gig Harbor, Washington, as a follow-up to his previous story on women being raped by trans things. They call them trans men. The trans men then play victim and sue the government for millions. People inside the prison are calling this the million-dollar baby. The DOJ is sitting without the courts and involved in paying out huge sums of money. And after the DOJ unfortunately, under Merrick Garland, one of the dirtiest cop in the country, evil to the bone, okay? It rolls over. It doesn't want to go through the court, so they just pay it off. People, Linda and Noel said, James O'Keefe spoke with a prison source who told him about convicted pedophiles and sex offenders who sexually assaulted women within the Washington women's prison after being transferred from the men's prison to New Hampshire. There you go. So now just think about that. If that's going to be happening in the prisons during the tribulation period, just think of these people. It's going to be every man for himself, the gangs, and people like Hillary, like those women on PU, The View, like the Squat, those that especially try to become overbearing or with men. Boy, I'm going to tell you, they're going to be hurting for certain. What do you think, Wendy?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be pretty hideous time, I'm thinking, yeah.
And so,
well, I think even before we get to that, we're going to have a pretty hideous time. I'm looking at a couple stories. U.S. Navy hires active duty drag queen to be the face of recruitment drive from the New York Post. Yep, a active duty drag queen to be digital ambassador to attract the most talented and diverse workforce and combat plunging recruitment. Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly, and well, her stage name is Harpy Daniels, according to the article, and she is so happy to be able to share drag experience on off my off time with my fellows, and it goes on, just totally sickening. And this is one of five personnel that are going to be doing things like this. But as you read through this article, her pictures, it looks like that, what is it, drag queen on TV, I can't think of the one, RuPaul. Anyway, this is the Navy's recruiting, but what I did see is you start looking on the Internet. Remember Robert O'Neill, Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
The man who shot bin Laden?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't believe I fought for this Kalmanur. And he is, matter in the wet hen, he was 8 years as part of SEAL Team 6. And he and some of his friends are coming undone. He said, all right, the U.S. Navy is now using an enlisted sailor, Dwight Crean, as a recruiter. I'm done. China is going to destroy us. You got this, Navy? I can't believe I fought for this expletive deletive.
Now, you can think, Joe, you can think Millie and Austin. Now, remember, what is the last verse in Romans chapter 1 say?
And those that are like them enjoy the same thing. I can't quite put it
together. Those that do such things also
take pleasure in them that do.
You're right. So I believe
on the Internet, I want to point out is, yeah, all over retirees and people who have served, O'Neill's tweet gained about 1 million views in just a couple of hours. And people coming back as a Navy veteran, I'm ashamed, and I hope that it goes over as well as Bud Light. And they talk about...
Well, you know, first of all, you got it, Joe. Look, now, obviously, anyone with a half a brain is going to know this was meant to not to increase the recruitment, but, again, to further destroy the recruitment. Look, these people are
purposely... And to destroy the Navy, the military is the fighting force, is what it's against.
That's exactly right. How could you write up any other position to do as much damage? So that's exactly the purpose, was to totally destroy this. Now, again, remember what I was telling you about I thought Millie and Austin for a long time have been drag queens. They were promoting drag queen, promoting it everywhere. And when they were brought in by the Congress in question, you know, all they did is talk all around it. But I've had a feeling that those two were drag queens from the very beginning.
They're supportive of it, but the part I want to get across to the listeners out there is good and decent. The U.S. military, the bulk of the military, has always been those from the Midwest, the rural Midwest, the Christian men that were farmers, ranchers, people that worked, went to church. This had been why our military has been the best in the world, is because of who manned it. And all of a sudden, all of those people are not going to join. They're not going to be any part of this. And if you were to ask me, do I want to recommend military service to my children or grandchildren, I feel like O'Neill does. It's like, you got to be kidding. I'm going to have my precious grandsons go. And
well, I'll talk about the strategy right after this. We are back. We're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673 nationwide. Let's go out to San Diego. We have Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Pastor Ernie.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So, well, last night I was talking about the banking crisis, and I said there one or two banks may fail over the weekend. I'm going to give you the names. We'll test my predictions. PacWest and Western Alliance. Those are the two banks that are going to fail next, if my calculations are correct.
Now, that's what everybody's predicting. There is a highly rated to fall by, what is it, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Well, the idea is...
FDIC, their pattern has always been to fail banks over a weekend.
And
Monday morning, they'll tell you what the status is. But I want to talk about something I heard, that the Biden administration is considering to initiate the draft. And, look, if I had a draft-age child, there's no way I would want them to be in the military at this time with Biden as commander-in-chief. So here's a little...
No, here's the thing you don't have to worry about. Look, Jack, see, all you have to do, like these illegal aliens that are coming in that are 30 years old, but they're coming in as children, okay, as underage. So if you have a son that's a military of draft age, all he has to do is feel like he's only 10. See, if he feels like he's only 10, then they can't really draft him. He can get the ACLU to defend him, because we're at a time in the country where it's total insanity now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, here's the facts about the draft. Is what you want to do if you're a parent is you probably don't want your children to register for the draft when they turn 18, because what happens when you do that, when you register with the Selective Service System when you turn 18, you just volunteered for the draft. If you don't register for the Selective Service System, they can't draft
Pastor?
You.
Yes, sir.
And the reason is the draft violates the 13th Amendment in voluntary servitude. But if you register for the Selective Service System, guess what? You just volunteered to be drafted, and the 13th Amendment no longer applies.
All right. Wendy's got a question. Go ahead, Wendy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that they're very sneaky about it. They go into the high schools on career day, and the military has a table, and they just hand out these little cards and have the kids sign them, and they don't even know they're signing up for the draft.
Well, you know, I guess you just have to teach your kids don't sign anything until you check it with your parents. But I went through this when the Vietnam War was going on, and I opposed the Vietnam War. And I saw a lawyer, and I said, hey, the draft violates the 13th Amendment. And he said to me, he said, did you register for the Selective Service System? And I said, yes, I did. He said, guess what? You just volunteered for the draft. So the 13th Amendment doesn't apply. He said, your argument would be correct if you never registered for the Selective Service System. And I just wanted to bring that up because there's really no penalty if you don't register for the Selective Service System.
All right, thanks.
So don't
I have to move on because we have other calls.
Right,
thank
good night.
You. Good night. Let's go to Max. Max, you're in the air. Hey, Max.
Hello.
Yeah, you're in the air. Go ahead, Max.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Pastor, for taking my call. This just again, with a National Day of Prayer and everything, Mark 9:29, this kind goeth not forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And again, we're way beyond a demon-possessed child where the disciples failed. We have a satanic-run government, and we need to pray and fast. And that's what I'm doing. Anyone out there that's interested in it, my wife and I start it after the evening meal on Wednesday, and we usually go till Thursday afternoon, sometimes till Friday. But if ever there was a time, you look in Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, you look in Acts chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. You find it all through the Bible. And then an imprecatory prayer, the widow and the unjust judge, Luke 18, 1 to 8, and then John 16, 24. So we got to pray, we got to fast, because this kind goeth not forth but by prayer and fasting. Thanks a lot for taking my call, and God bless. Let's get out of America.
Thanks to you too, Max. Go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Okay, I wanted to give Wendy, I want to give your number out again. Folks, one of the things you're going to need as we get prepared for what's coming our way, I've noticed something, and that's I live out and towards the Amish country, and I go out there where they have the all of the Amish stores there, and here, you know, people are stocking up. I mean, really, really stocking up. I've never seen people stocking up. They see what's coming up there. And so, folks, you know, doers of the word, we're stocked up. And I encourage you. And it's good to have food. And medicine is something else you're going to really need. And this is where you really want to get a hold of Wendy's catalog, Apothecary Herbs. And get the medicines that God made, the medicines that God gave us. And that's 866-229-3663 is the number. 866-229-3663. Or just go on the internet to thepowerherbs.com. Wendy, give yourself a quick spot here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we do specialize in immune-boosting, organ-cleansing, and metabolic strengthening. More information is on our website at thepowerherbs.com, and we do have a free catalog with lots of information as well, and also newsletters that are free. You can get those if you sign up online at thepowerherbs.com. So we have lots of information to help educate people to be savvy consumers out there.
Right. Now is the time. Remember, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. All right, do we have any other more calls right now? Let's go to Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. You know, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. I have a question for Wendy, but also it says in Psalm, talking about the media, Psalm 31, verse 6 says, David hated these liars, that's verse 6, which might have been the media back then. Maybe it was like the equivalent of newspapers. And then verse 17, he says, let them be silent in the grave. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, that's where a lot of them, they're all going to end up there sooner or later. But again, it's just an amazing thing because these people in the media, they have family too. I mean, can you imagine? I would be so ashamed. So ashamed to be working at NBC, ABC, CBS, or and you know, again, they don't understand here. Remember when 75% of the people in the country said that the media is the number one cause for the division in the country. They're not those people in the media. They communicate with each other. They communicate with each other. They don't communicate with us. They don't talk to us. They talk at us. And so they don't get it. They're clueless.
Yeah, my question for Wendy on DHEA, what would you have to say about that, DHEA, and then whey protein isolate? Some of these people take it for muscles, but now they're claiming it helps lower cholesterol and right. Helps insulin sensitivity, whey protein isolate. Is that what do you say about that, Wendy?
Well, the DHEA, people usually use that because of the hormone production ability of the item. Helps with estrogens and things, and male and female sex hormones, basically. So people are using that, I guess, if they want to boost hormone production, but I don't like isolated stuff like that. Chemically, it's very different than a natural source that may, let's say, feed your endocrine system to help you produce the hormones you're supposed to be producing for your particular time of life. So I think you can, you know, get your things way out of whack if you're using things that are isolated. What was the other question?
Yeah, what is it? This whey protein isolate, you know, which these people that lift weights take it.
Yeah, they do. Well, whey protein products, shakes and things, they vary widely on how they're made. I did a a newsletter article on that. So we could probably send that out again to folks if they're interested in hearing about it. But I would just research the products real careful. I'm not a big fan of cow's milk products, and this is from cow's milk typically. I just think there's too many drugs that are injected into the cows that do what wound up in the milk product. Dr. Joseph Mercola had a study on that.
Oh, okay. In other words, they might be injecting messenger RNA in the cows now, right?
Well, the cows do get antibiotics because they're over-milking them and they get mastitis. And they're also giving them growth hormones to manufacture more milk. So there's like six different drugs that wind up in cow's milk.
You're not doing that to your cows, are you, Joe?
No, we only raise cows to eat, and we don't put crazy things like that in them.
Mm. All right. That's a good idea.
No way. They're just range-fed beef.
Nice.
John, Michigan.
All right, thanks. We got time for one fast. This is one more call, and that's John out in Michigan. John, you're in the air.
Hi, Ernie. I want to make you aware this has to do with what Wendy was talking about. There's these trans activists that are wanting to use women's bathrooms. And the advice is, if you see these people, just don't use the bathroom and notify the police. The Kansas State Police is aware of the situation. And the suggestion is just don't confront them. I don't know whether they're on hormones or what that's altering their mood, but they're not easy to get along with. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that.
What about this? What if people out there right now started catching skunks? They started catching skunks and would have skunks in a little cage. And when the trans things came into the women's bathroom, they put a skunk in there and then waited to see which one would leave, the skunk or the trans. Or which would be, what do you think?
Ernie, I'm just telling you that there's problems.
Oh, I know there's a problem. Believe me, I know there's a problem. We've been talking about that.
And these people are violent. They're the ones that get in your face and yell and scream obscenities and spit. And these people are mentally deranged, so don't expect anything good from them.
Yes,
hey, Pat,
they are.
I think I may have a solution to the bathroom problem.
Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
What if we just have one toilet in a room with a door with a lock on it, and men and women can use the bathroom, but only one at a time?
Well, here at the radio station, women have to have keys. They have to have a key to go into it, and they'll only give a key to a woman that's actually a woman, okay? Not one of the trans things. So,
5 minutes.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
All righty. Okay, well, thank you. Thanks, James, for calling. All right, Joe, you know what time it is, don't you? It's time.
It's not howdy doody time, but it is time to give out the best message of all times.
And that is this, that the who's on the throne? Yeah, God's on the throne. He's in complete control, isn't he?
Amen to that.
Okay, so
reading through the book of Romans in chapter 8. And talking about, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And you and I talk all the time about we have taken our Father's name. We are called Christian. A born-again believer is a Christian, taking the name of our Father, because why? We are the spiritual sons of God. And it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. How do you become a child of God? I think too many people just think because they're a Christian, they're automatically a child of God, but that's not the case. to be a child of God, Jesus, when he talked with Nicodemus, he told Nicodemus point blank, you have to be born again. You must be born again. You have to have a new spiritual birth. You can't have another physical birth, but you can have a new spiritual birth. And as we look in the book of John, it talks about, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto eternal life. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me, and I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. But to do that, you have to be born again, and it's a simple, simple thing. You have to have a truly repentant heart. You have to call upon the Father, call upon God, and with that repentant heart, confess your sins, put his Son on that cross, and that you're sorry that he had to go and do that substitutionary death for you, for me, for Pastor Ernie, and ask to be forgiven. And God will forgive. And when you're forgiven, you can then ask Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one who was the Lamb of God that took away all the sins, and ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life. And you do this without reservation, without a bunch of well, if, maybes, but just no. Be Lord of my life, all of it. And then you can become a born-again believer. Jesus will accept you. He will give you the down payment on eternal life, that is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. You then, with that indwelling, become a child of the kingdom, a born-again believer, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. You now are your own high priest, your own temple. Your body then is really the house of God on earth. And your life will change. You will find joy, happiness, peace that you've never known. And you have made the greatest decision you can ever make in your life.
All righty. Very good, Joe. You know what? Has anyone ever, ever regretted receiving eternal life?
Not that I've ever met. Most people I know have ever met.
Okay, do you think right now, tonight, at this minute time, Wendy, do you think there's anybody in heaven that don't want to be there?
No, I think everybody wants to be there.
Yeah, I would think so. And
But bet there's a lot of people in the other place that wish they weren't.
You're absolutely right, Joe, there are. So, folks, think about that. You know, do that tonight. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight.
20 seconds.
We're out of time for tonight, so as we do this every night at this time, we do this. We say, good night.
Good night.
We say, God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.